Are you struggling to connect with your team or questioning if you truly are a great leader? What if becoming confident starts with just one simple change? In today's episode, you do not want to miss what we're going to discuss here today. It could redefine your leadership journey. Point number one, conflict, mistakes, and growth. Again, conflict, mistakes, and growth. You mind if I share a quick short story? First of all, I want to shout out to one of the family members that really supported me in a sense. And this is Neil Solomon, as well as, again, Jay. But Neil Solomon had something in his comments that really arrested my attention. If you don't mind, I'd like to download you a virtual copy. And he said, progress is made by builders, not by bystanders. Again, progress is made by builders, not bystanders. Neil, so I appreciate you for that actual comment. So conflicts, mistakes, and growth. Conflicts and mistakes are inevitable, meaning they are going to happen. But there are also opportunities for growth. Handling the situation with composure and a growth mindset sets the tone for the team. Mistakes and disagreements offer valuable lessons that can strengthen the team's bonds when addressed constructively. Now, here's my two actionable tips. I call it I borrowed this terminology or this particular framework, and I forgot who I got it from, so I apologize for it, but I actually learned this. It's called the three R's. So three R's are remain calm. This is during a conflict situation, recognize perspective, and resolve collaboratively. Now, I'll tell you, the reason why I mentioned Neil Soul is because I received some feedback, and what's interesting is that I'm feeling like Kendrick Lamar, where he said, I guess my hard work let my family down. So I guess my hard work let you down. So I apologize for that. So I'm going to work even harder so I can get more feedback, because that really excited me. But I digress. The point I'm trying to make is conflict is going to arrive. People are, as a project manager, you're going to get what we call in the field nasty grams. What are nasty grams? Not Janet Jackson nasty, if you want. No, not that song. I'm talking about nasty grams. So nasty grams is what, let me unpack that for you. It's more or less though, when someone sends you an email trying their best to tear you down, or they may split a chat. You may be on a call and they do that. So as a project manager, the reason why I brought up the comments that were presented to me yesterday, I think it was yesterday that someone left that comment, is because of the fact of you as a, if you're thinking about getting in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, you will have conflict. I 110% guarantee it. And you will make some mistakes. But that is the conjunction here. How do you grow from what you just learned? Like for me, how did I just grow from what I just learned? What I learned was is that I didn't learn anything from that. No, I'm just playing. But what I learned is that you have to understand where people are coming from. Is there some truth in what someone is saying? Let's test it out and experiment with it. I love constructive but tactful and professional feedback. Because I remember when I got feedback for my slides and someone said, hey, I would love it if it would be a lighter tone. Well, you know what? Let's test it out. And I did. And the feedback that I got was everyone was appreciating how the slides were set up. So that made me understand that, again, give me actionable items. Don't just talk down to me or talk at me, because no one really wants to be talked down to or talked at. But I want to learn. And so the only way I can learn is to grow from the mistakes and also dealing with certain conflicts. So let me digress from that and get on to today's topic. So after mistakes, conduct a team retrospective. And again, if you don't know what a retrospective is, this happens after the actual sprint. And active type projects, meaning the waterfall approach, we normally do what is called a lessons learned. And we normally wait until the entire project ends. And then that's when we start doing our lessons learned. And the purpose of this is to really learn without placing blame or pointing fingers and saying, this person was supposed to do that. No, how can we get better collectively as a team? Point number two, building self-awareness. Self-awareness is a cornerstone for effective leadership. Understanding your leadership style helps you communicate better, resolve conflicts, and again, adapt to team dynamics. Now, what I will let you know, leaders who know their strengths as well as their weaknesses has a tendency, and they can align their action with their team's needs. One of the things I learned as a leader in leading projects is sometimes I have too much of a sense for urgency. And so I have to understand the team I'm working with. I have to meet them where they are and then bring them up slowly, because I know having a sense of urgency saves us long-term. If you identify a problem early into the project process, you're able to course correct faster versus when you find it at the end, it's going to cost you more and the project is going to get extended. So here's my two actionable tips. Take a leadership assessment, such as the DISC profile or Myers-Briggs. I've taken both of those. I'm actually a partner of DISC. I'm still thinking how we're going to do that because I really want to bring that on here. But we're still in negotiation with that to see how we want to move forward. And the last final one is journal about situations where your strengths and weaknesses have impacted team performance and brainstorm ways to improve. Point number three, mastering team communication and trust. Clear communication and trust are the glue that holds a team together. Now, leaders who listen actively, share openly, creative environment and mutual respect. Now, I will say this, when communications are flows openly, team members feel valued. And when they feel valued, trust naturally builds as the project continues to move forward. Here's my two actionable tips. Schedule regular one-on-one meetings to check in with team members. Use active listening techniques to repeat back what you've actually heard, and also asking clarifying questions. Those are my two really techniques. When I'm listening to somebody, I'm not already formulating a response. I'm really trying to understand where are they going with this conversation? What are they looking to do? And then being able to paraphrase what I heard so we can have a deeper conversation. Point number four, managing yourself as a leader. Great leadership starts with self-management. Leaders who master time management project confidence. And you know what? When you project confidence, you tackle that thing we call imposter syndrome. And this normally is when you have imposter syndrome, it comes from a place of you feel like you're not enough. It comes from a place where you feel that even though if you were being consistent, you feel like it's still not enough. And I want to say this real quick, and I'm going to park here real quick. When you get your CAPM or your PMP or any of these certifications or training that you do, one of the biggest challenges that I see is making that transition. And I talked about that in a previous episode, but what I am speaking about here is being able to trust the information that you learn, and not even just trusting what you've learned, but taking what you learned and actually applying it to build that confidence, to tackle that imposter syndrome. Because one of the biggest things that I don't want to happen is you walk into a situation to be so confident, lack of confidence because you felt that the training that you've tackled and you've really went through the trials and tribulations, there's no reason to have a lack of confidence. So you've done the work, trust the work, and then learn as you go. Here's my actionable tip. Use time blocking methods to allocate focused periods for leadership tasks. I talk about this a lot. I block my calendar maybe for an hour or two to focus on admin and leadership type tasks. My last and final one is practice affirmations or mindless exercises to overcome feelings of doubt and maintain confidence. I actually have two up here right on my whiteboard, and I got, I don't know how many here. I'm always practicing mindfulness or affirmations. One of my favorite affirmations I'm going to look over here is the fear of human opinion disables, trusting in God protects you from that. Proverbs 29 and 25. That's from the Message version of the Good Word. All right, let's move to point number five, traits of confident leaders. Confident leaders exhibit clear communication. They build trust and maintain credibility. One of the things I always talk about, family, is your credibility as a project manager. You need to protect that at all costs. So because these traits really inspire team members to follow willingly and contribute effectively. Now, here's an actionable tip for you. I would say start small. Practice speaking clearly in meetings and following through on commitments to build trust and credibility over time. When you have made a commitment, not a choice, when you've made a commitment, you're not interested. That means you want to be able to follow through on doing what you said you were going to do. When I made a commitment to really take my passion and put it out in front of the world, I made the commitment that I would do at minimum 3 episodes a day, and then it ended up turning into 4 episodes a day. And then it turned into 5. So right now we're at about 4. So the commitment that I made was I wanted to do this because there are so many people out there that are looking for a career change or been interested in project management, but wasn't sure, and a lot of different questions. And and everything. And I wanted to be that beacon, that board that you could actually leverage and ask questions, and I could help you make that transition. Point number six, goal setting, delegation, and motivation. Clear goals provide direction. While effective delegation and motivation ensures the team stays engaged and productive. Leaders who set realistic expectations and empower their teams create a sense of ownership. Here's my two actionable tips. I use the SMART framework: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and most of all, time-bound. This is my goal criteria when I'm goal setting. When you're delegating, though, you want to clearly define what success looks like and offer support as needed. Point number seven, empathy, celebration, and recognition. Empathy fosters connection, while celebration and recognition motivates and energizes the team. I don't know about you, but I love to be recognized. If someone says they don't want to be recognized, I'm all about humble. I love being humble, but I also love being humbly recognized as well. But I digress. Acknowledging both individual and team achievements boosts morale and reinforces a culture of support and appreciation. Here's my two actionable tips. Make it a habit of giving specific praises in meetings or via personal notes. I'm always looking for an opportunity to do that, is give praise to the team or to maybe a stakeholder that we work with where we were able to get something done at a shorter time that may have could have taken us forever. And I want to make sure that person is acknowledged. And we need to do more of that as project managers. For team wins, though, I would celebrate publicly with a small event or recognition during an actual team call. Point number eight, developing as a leader. Listen, leadership is a continuous journey. You're always going to be looking to seek feedback, redefining and refining your skill set. Developing a personal leadership philosophy are key to your growth. Leaders who embrace lifelong learning are better equipped to adapt to evolving challenges and lead effectively. Here's my two actionable tips. Ask for feedback during performance reviews or through surveys. Regularly set personal development goals, such as completing a leadership course, or most of all, listening to today's episode and future and past episodes. Sorry for the shameless plug, as well as reading a book on the actual topic. Family, I have three, and I do mean three, of transformational remarks, and I'll send you on the way. Point number one, navigating challenges, conflict, mistakes, and growth. Again, conflict, mistakes, and growth. I talked about the three R's: remaining calm, recognizing perspective, and resolving collaboratively. Number two, mastering time and communication, or I should say mastering team communication and trust. We want to be able to use active listening techniques, having the ability to repeat back what they've just shared, as well as asking clarifying questions. And number three, developing as a leader, regularly setting personal development goals, such as completing a leadership course, listening to today's episode, future and past episodes, or just reading a book on the actual topic. Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED for all you smart and intelligent folks out there. That just simply means. And if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, please leave them. Keep them coming. I also have a link if you have any questions or you want to work together. I would love to work with you. Until next time.